Dermot and Dave.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today
FM. Come here, Dermot Whelan reckons that he will just step up, pick up the saxophone for the first time ever in his life, and do this.
No, that's not what I say.
It kind of is.
No, I did not say that I would pick it up and immediately be able to play Baker Street. But but that it, okay, this is not an ego thing. I'm not saying that I just think I'm great at everything.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that I think I have an irrational thing in my head where I look at some things and go, I could absolutely do that if I just got a chance. I'd be amazing at that.
Yes, but hang on.
It's not based on anything. It's completely irrational and possibly delusional. I was just wondering, does anyone else's brain work like that? Do you suddenly think that just given a short period of time, you could be amazing at Kung Fu?
You see, this thing, it's the short period of time, I think, is what makes everybody go, you're crazy. The saxophone is hard, as an example. But look, who am I to... I'm not the person to say this, because I don't know anything about the saxophone. Pat Short, comedian, actor, and saxophonist does know. How are you, Pat?
Hello?
Yeah? No, Pat's not there.
Oh, well, we try and get him back on the phone. I can't remember what I was going to say.
I was saying that's just a short period of time that you reckon within a small window that because, you can do this.
Because I think, you know the way... Like Tiger Woods, it was very obvious from an early age that he had a really natural talent for golf. So he just had to kind of turn up and turn it into something.
But I'm sure he wouldn't agree with that.
But it's a bit like, you know, living, having your house built on a vein of gold and you're completely unaware of it. We could be sitting on natural talents that we have no idea, that we've never brought to life or exercised. And the saxophone, I have a feeling... Is my vein of gold.
Pat Short, what do you reckon? I mean...
Can you hear me this time?
We've got you, Pat.
Brilliant.
How hard is it to play the saxophone from zero?
From zero? It's like any instrument, to be honest with you. And I don't want to just generalize, but it's the problem with the saxophone is not just the fingering, but you've got to get the mouthpiece right and the reed. And, you know, all that going on as well. So that's what... But sure, look, a fiddle is the same. I mean, you could drive anyone mad with a fiddle, you'll drive someone mad with a saxophone.
But you're not blowing into the fiddle unless you're playing it wrong, in fairness.
I don't know.
Can you play Baker Street, Pat?
Yeah, I can, yeah. It's actually... I play E-flat alto sax, and that's what Baker Street is played on. It's actually not that difficult, a riff. It's impressive because it's dynamic, but it's actually not that hard. Mm. There's a lot harder tunes out there.
Okay, but like...
But look, Dermot, you're not a child, you know? I mean, if you had a child in the room with a saxophone, you'd go, I'd love him, he'd be lovely, isn't it great? And he'd be making the worst noises. And you're making the worst... You'd be making the noises and people going, oh, sure, God, Jesus, that's how will he ever stop?
Yet another midlife crisis.
It's when you're older, people don't have as much tolerance. That's the problem.
But you mentioned some of the elements of the saxophone, right? So you've got your left hand and your right hand, who are, I'm going to say the things that aren't right, but they're pushing buttons on the body of the saxophone. That's letting the air go through at different frequencies, hence notes. But then you've got to blow in a way that... Because I've seen so many people step up to trumpets, trombones. Ray Foley did it with his tuba in the Big Busk, and blow into a brass instrument and nothing happens.
Yeah, look, it's all that's then about the mouthpiece, you know what I mean? Look, the saxophone is, I'll give you an example. Jim played tin whistle, did you? Most of us played tin whistle in school.
Yeah.
It's the saxophone is the same fingering as a tin whistle, so it's basically exactly the same. It's even easier than a tin whistle in some respects because the pads cover the air. Whereas a tin whistle...
Oh, your tin whistle, it's your own fingers. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and that some people just don't put it down on the pole right and they let some air out. You're never going to get a good sound. So forget about that side of it. That's probably straightforward. Blowing into it is the bit you need to get to master.
Do you have to curl your bottom lip over your teeth? Cover your bottom teeth with your lip and then... go down on it.
Yeah, and top of it.
choose your words, Dermot. Choose your words.
Just to remind people, we're talking about a saxophone.
Yes, not the player himself.
Anyone that's tuned in late.
Well, you're kind of have to
pretend that you're a pensioner trying to keep your teeth in.
That's
is that how you play it?
Yeah, you do. And just be like, the worst thing of all when you start playing, it's a bit like a guitar player playing a guitar. Your fingers are so sore because you're pushing on the strings. And it takes time to build up that strength on your fingers. You know, a bit of hard skin.
Yeah, calluses, yeah.
Your lip is the same on the top. And you find your teeth are going to bite into it. And, you know, because you don't know what you're doing. And, you're starting off that. That just takes a bit of time to build up the strength.
Pat, I shudder to ask this question, but is there a lot of spiak involved?
Spiak.
Could you translate that for me?
Spit. Is there a lot of spit?
There will be, yeah. There will be on the reed and everything. You have to clean it every so often.
Right, okay.
It's not the kind of thing you want to share, is it? The top of a saxophone. give us a go.
No, don't ever do that.
But hang on, Pat. I was trying to buy a saxophone off adverts for Dermot, and our listeners went on and outbid me. It was hilarious. But anyway, I possibly have access to a pink alto saxophone, which is interesting.
Lovely.
Yeah, it does.
No, I'm not playing a pink saxophone.
No, you're not in charge of this. I'm in charge of it. No, it's a real saxophone. It just happens to be beautifully painted.
Who bought
painted.
A pink saxophone?
I think if he's got to look right, he's got to have a cod piece as well.
A cod piece, yes.
Yeah.
Get like proper 70s prog.
The sax there with Tina Turner.
Tina
that
Turner.
He became the sax man on The Simpsons and everything else. That was his trademark, was the cod piece.
What's a cod piece?
It's down around your, downstairs, like. It's a leather thing you'll see in a sex shop.
So you're putting that, or like, I suppose, like, if you're playing cricket and you put a cup on, it'd be like that, except
that's
it's leather.
Yeah.
And you wear over your jeans.
Why? What's the connection between that and a saxophone? Just cool guy?
Your man in Tina Turner's.
I don't know, exactly. I don't think, if you have a pink saxophone, I think that's cool.
But anyway, Pat, is 100, 150 quid, like, second hand, that'll get him started, won't it?
Oh, if you get him started, all right.
Yeah. I mean, we're not going to spend thousands on this, you know.
They seem to be like guitars.
It's not worth it. He's better off going to a good therapist, I'd say, if I get that whole thing out of his system. And that's where you can spend 150 quid.
Probably right, Pat.
Do you think in a month I could learn to play Baker Street?
No. Of course you could. Of course you could.
If you did nothing else.
Listen, I tell you what you should start with, right? A very simple blues riff, which is if you're playing an E flat alto, you probably start with a D, F sharp, A, B, something like that.
He's writing this down, Pat.
sure, got all that.
I'll give him a lesson for free. How's that?
I'll tell you what, Pat, he can come and find you. You're in the Maritime Hotel in Bantry on the 7th of April and Templemore Arms Hotel on the 8th of April with your daughter Faye on the Well Tour. And people are loving it all around the country, so it's brilliant that you're doing that. So Bantry and Templemore, go and see the lads on the 7th and 8th of April. Pat, thanks so much for joining us. We will put you in touch with Dermot to teach him how hard it is to play the saxophone.
Look forward to it.
All right, mind yourself, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Take care.
See you, man.
Good luck.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m. Today.